Show every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. only on pregameradio.net. Get it live. Get it loud.
Get it loud. Get it loud, bitches.
What up? Oh.
What's up, people? Welcome to our 12th season of the Realist Radio Show. And I am super, super duper excited to be back.
Word, yes. Season 12? We fucking made it, okay? First, I want to thank everyone who has tuned in every week live for 12 whole seasons. Like, y'all been here day one. Like, we got day ones. We got day ones, okay? You know, and we really appreciate each and everybody day ones. Newbies, y'all who are kind of skeptical, thank you for being skeptical and tuning in for some skeptical shit. Y'all ain't comment. Y'all ain't share, but you tuned in. We still love y'all. Period. Period. Okay? And we thank y'all seriously for tuning in every week, taking your time. And y'all know we coming with all the tea, right? All that fucking tea?
All right, you guys. Please take a moment to follow us on Facebook at The Realist Show, Instagram at The Realist Radio Show, Twitter at Realist Radio, Snapchat at The Realist Radio Show, and TikTok
at
The Realist Radio
Show. Tick-tick at The Realist Radio Show. Okay, so before we get into our break, you know, the Pregame Radio Network held its official 2022-2023 Music Awards. Shout out to the top 10 artists of the year. You guys have to check out the awards, which is on pregameradio.net. It's literally right there. Like, soon as you is there. So, shout outs to the top 10 artists of the year. Shout outs to, you know, the one who showed up and showed out. You know, he made history. Double time. You know, our 2022 Artist of the Year, Battle Bear. He is the first child artist to win. And he's also the first father's son, because his dad was also up in the running. RBM Bizzle for Artist of the Year. So, shout-outs to Battle Bear for making history. That's pretty fucking dope. And shout-outs to Lisha Gets the Shot for taking home the 2022 Video Director of the Year. And if y'all want to know her work, Exile, last year's Artist of the Year. He comes through faithfully with the dope ass videos. And guess who shoots those? Guess who? Lisha gets the shot. So yeah, shout outs. Yes. Yes, she gets the motherfucking shot. Okay? So shout outs to her for coming through and taking this over. You feel me? And then shout outs to Bizzle because he not only ran for Artist of the Year, he also ran for Video Director of the Year. So I got faith that next year. No, I'm sorry. This year. 2023. I got faith that Bizzle is either going to take home one or both of these motherfucking awards. Like, I'm just, I feel it in my gut, my soul. Like, it's, I can feel it. I'm just saying. I can feel it. I can feel it. Yeah, if you know that song, you are fucking dope. But let's get into a music video. Right quick. This is China Streets with Ghetto Diva, and we'll be right back.
I'm a bad influence.
When I'm talking, these Givenchy sharp boots are made for walking. All on my pages stalking, probably imagine me and gawking. I'm used to it, hella fluent and shitting on bitches, exposing they glitches on the mission to be a rich missus. Bare minimum is fly clothes and fly dates. Can't relate, I raise my rates, then the bullshit dissipates. Birkins for my birthday from the snake skin off my enemies. Praying that they ended me, I'm a phoenix, babe, that's energy. Basement or Bentayga, you see what I chose. Toss the rose for those who oppose them, everyone's goals. Gallery of chrome, keep the finest drip on my bones. Peeped on my clones, they hating, I could hear from them groans. Cocky and current, that bum should have determined we don't move the same. Wonder why you can't come around, you got yourself to blame. Only about my business, lame drama, I don't entertain. Hoes couldn't see the bigger picture, now that y'all don't know. Who gassed you to think you could two-step with me? I don't know who gassed you. I don't know who gassed you to think you could two-step with me. I don't know who gassed you. Woo. Stay down till I came up, now my Chanel purse full. No longer a plus one, security know I got pull. If hoes on that bull, we stretch, shit ain't too far removed. Corns tried to knock the queen of setup, now your ego bruised. They bet against me, head crack on the dice. Now stupid, give me mine, couple racks on the rings, cause fuck it. You gon' see me shining, bragging, just acknowledging my blessings. Only God knows, used to window shop, now if I want it, I got those. Highly favored, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. See them shook, shit and shock, it tell tales of impossible. Don't compare me to these bitches, they ain't made how I'm built. And to the ones that did me dirty, gotta live with that guilt. Trusting these dirty ass bitches cause they write for them blogs. But how you see snakes if you living in the fog? Now shut the fuck up, little here, see how calm my goddess kiss. Thank God a bitch ain't really get pissed. I don't know who gassed you to think you could two-step with me. I don't know who gassed you. I don't know who gassed you to think you could two-step with me. I don't know who gassed you. Woo.
What's up, everybody, and thank you for tuning in every Thursday, 7 p.m., for the Realist Radio Show on the Pregame Radio Network. We truly appreciate the support. But let's keep it going. Like us on Facebook at The Realist Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Realist Radio Show. Twitter, Realist Radio. Snapchat and TikTok, The Realist Radio Show. We are also on Spotify under the Pregame Radio Network. And if you would like to be a guest on our show or want your music in rotation, head over to www.pregameradio.net right now.
All right. What's popping, ladies? I know y'all about to come for me, but I still need advice. And yes, I can handle it. So keep it 100. Are you sure, nigga? Anyway, I'm an up-and-coming producer. I work with a lot of reality stars cutting tracks. I'm married as fuck. Like, big house, kids, 2 cars, and a few clothing stores my wife runs. Y'all, I can't stop fucking these hoes. Now, I have got one of my sides pregnant, and she is fucking cray-cray. I want a rubber, but she sucked off, and my dumb ass, not paying attention in the moment, kept going. Plus, I was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
What she did when she popped up with the pregnancy test. Ay, ay, ay. But she's a hoe. Like, the squad passes her around, and y'all don't know. Yesterday, I walked out my house and caught her about to jump out and beat my wife. I got her off my property before my wife or kids peeped it. Alyssa and Tasha, please help me with some advice on how to handle this chick.
Okay, first of all, why would you put us in the middle of some drama like this? Wait a minute.
First of all, why are you addressing us by our first names? Y'all never do.
Right. And then, wait, what the fuck? So, you know that you got yourself in this, whether she sucked the rubber off, whatever, you know you got yourself in this situation. You married as fuck, like you said, so you know better. But you out here fucking these hoes. And you should always pay attention, my nigga. If you out here fucking these hoes, that's on some hoe shit. And you got to understand how hoes move. You can't be a hoe and not understand how hoeing goes. You got yourself involved in some shit, and it's your fucking fault. So what you going to have to do with some other shit, and I don't know what to tell you, that's messy. Like, she jumping out, what, was she jumping out the bushes? What? On your wife? And how did y'all get her off the property? Did y'all drag her? Was she loud? Did she punch you in the face? Like, what happened? Like, I don't know what to tell you. Listen, get a DNA test and it's the mite. Maybe you had to pass her around, bullshit. But get a DNA test, but you might have to get an order of protection in the meantime. Like, that's all I got for you. I'm like, I don't know. That's different.
All right, thing, right? So, sir, since I'm assuming you are male, you know, I have to assume because she's pregnant, so.
Pregnant.
Male. Mm-hmm. Sir. you stupid as hell. Let me tell you why. You mad cocky. You got everything you could ever want, right? You dealing with reality stars. You out there in the world. You famous in a sense. You doing well for yourself. You got a house. You got your kids. You got your wife. She owns a few clothing stores. You got a couple of cars. You think you the shit, right? You mad cocky. And that's why you keep fucking with them hoes, because you think ain't shit gonna happen to you. But guess what, brother? It did. And guess what? Oh, well. Don't come to us with some stupid shit like this, because you did this to yourself, all right? So what? She sucked the rubber off. So what? You knew she was a hoe from the jump. You knew. You just wanted to be a part of the crew and be a part of the circle and have her passed around. You already knew what time it was, and you know your risks. So guess what? Oh, well, I ain't got no advice for you.
Damn. Now, y'all always know with anonymous letter, if you go there, Alyssa's going to go there. She's going to tell you about yourself. So understand where she's coming from.
You got anything you could want and more, and you want to fuck it up with some nasty, stanky, slithering, slimy.
Word, like ill? Like ill? You got the pass around pregnant?
Twice. No, this bitch been passed around in your circle.
And then she thinks she trying to play y'all, and y'all know damn well she trying to play y'all, and you still? I mean,
a scientific point, not only is she fucked you, right? She fucked your wife. She got your wife germs and whatever else you've been fucking.
Mm-mm.
And if she is whomever they are fucking as well, she sucking out all that energy and nasty germs and amoeba all up in that. Baby or alien. Tell me something.
Oh, my God.
Give me a DNA test. And get the fuck up off my line. Like, how about that? Just
clinic appointment. Clinic appointment for all of you involved in the AM. Like, what time is it? In 12 hours. Clinic appointment, please. Please. That's, ooh.
And the Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that.
Y'all, we gonna be right back. Because, ooh. Like, I mean... Send your letters, y'all. It's anonymous. It's anonymous. If you want the raw advice, you take the raw advice. If you don't want to hear it,
your face, unless you Michael B. Jordan.
I'll say it in his face, too, the fuck.
I'll say it in his face, all right. All right, y'all, we're going to get into some music.
Ryan, she done moved on. Ryan, you done. You done did some whole shit. Then fuck that. We're going to be right back, y'all. What's up, everybody, and thank you for tuning in every Thursday, 7 p.m. for the Realist Radio Show on the Pregame Radio Network. We truly appreciate the support, but let's keep it going. Like us on Facebook at The Realist Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Realist Radio Show. Twitter, Realist Radio. Snapchat and TikTok, The Realist Radio Show. We are also on Spotify under the Pregame Radio Network. And if you would like to be a guest on our show or want your music in rotation, head over to www.pregameradio.net right now. Okay, y'all, we are back. So I hope y'all like our little courage inside here. But I got some shit I need to chat about. And because I'm an open female and... Alyssa is, she doesn't know, but I would say she's open to the conversation.
Oh, I love a good combo.
See, I did it right. I did it right. And she's open to the conversation. Wait, did I not change this shit? See, this is that bullshit I be talking about. But it's all right. So before we get into this conversation, I'm going to go into a music video, and I'm going to be right back. Just right quick, you know.
I'm a bad. Sometimes.
So I forgot to change the fucking picture, so I have to put it in studio mode and do so. Well, it's a 3-4 minute video. Well, let's say 3 minutes.
Her ghetto love is the law that we live by. King and queen together, know when we get by. We got goals, ambition, and after the cheddar. The real wealth is our company spent together. You keep things organized like a bookkeeper. That good TLC, you ain't with a creeper. Physically sound, but the spiritual bond is deeper. You got a body, but your mind is the prettiest feature. Fashion is a plus, styling on them tough. Diamond in the rough, call it bluff. Past relationships were full of games, but since I blessed you, you allergic to the lanes. Every day's your birthday, girl, you're caking. The way you hit the pavement is earth shaking. Put that ice on your body, now see there's no flaking. Nickname asthma, you're so breathtaking.
I've been all around the world, seen all different types of girls, but nothing compares to that good old hood love. They can't compare.
Been around the globe and
counted many women. I put them all on hold with you, I'm really winning. When we together, we always in the zone. No insecurities, you ain't worried about my phone. No side chicks, just me and you, you my chick. After the club, it's always you I slide with. It's so magnetic, I love how we connect. The feeling so direct, you get nothing but respect. That good love, that hood love is like no other. You street smart and ladylike, the perfect lover. Under the sheets, the positions you win, you so nasty, I put you in position to win. Baby girl thorough every time she come around. Keep it 100, never gave me to run around. How you doing your thing, baby, I like that. Big it to myself, I gotta wipe that.
I've been all around the world, seen all different types of girls, but nothing compares to that good old hood love. They can't compare, and even though I might stop and stand, I know that when it all goes down, they won't be there. I can only find that in you, someone to stay down and true. Going out through my phone, 'cause you know it ain't nothing. All I want is all your hood loving. Seeing all different types of girls, but nothing compares to good old hood. Can't compare, and even though I might stop and stare, I know that when it all goes down, they won't be there.
All right, we are back with the chatted up. Sorry, I fucked it up. It happens sometime, but let's talk about it. So, bringing others into your relationship, right? So, those who know me and have had personal conversations with me know how I am when it comes to my relationship and my marriage with my husband, and they know his side of things. My point here is I want to know everyone else's opinion on bringing people into relationships, but on two different levels now. There's levels to this shit now. So I'm only going to hit two, right? Just two. I want to know the first one, right? Do you allow your spouse to have friends of the opposite sex or even gay friends? Even gay friends, like your husband has a male gay friend, or your wife has a female lesbian friend, or whatever. Like, what's your opinion here, Lissa?
So I had a situation that just occurred, right, with my significant other.
Oh,
we are very open to all races. Nationalities, you know genders, right? And so we had someone that my significant other works with that is transgender. And she is, you know, from male to female. She's mad cool, real sweet. So it was like a couple of weeks ago, and I was at work late, as usual. And so all I wanted to do was leave work. Go home, cook, and chill. Like that's really what I wanted to do. And so my sick other called me, and he's like, yo, you know, do you want to go to the mall? And I'm like, honestly, I just want to go home and just chill. He's like, all right, no problem, because he knows my work is very strenuous, right? Yes, my nose is dripping. Pardon. So he's like, all right, no problem. And I was like, look, I'll call you back when I leave work. So I called him back, and he goes, oh, I just want to let you know that I want to go to the mall, and I'm going to bring, let's call her Alice. Not her name. I'm gonna bring Alex with me. I said, okay, cool. He said, don't worry, it's gonna be quick. I'm just gonna go and check on a hat because I know we've been trying to find this particular hat for like ever. So I'm gonna check on this hat. They said they got it in stock. And then I'm gonna leave. I said, okay, cool. He said, I'm gonna drop Alex home and then leave. I said, all right. That was like, let's say, 8 o'clock. 10 something.
But I feel you because I've been in multiple situations, right? I'm thankful now that I'm not in previous situations, but I've had previous situations where I've welcomed another female into my bedroom, and then now I had to deal with the fact that I was being cheated on with that female. Like, that's not cool. But then there's been other situations where that hasn't happened. Like, everybody respected the rules. So I understand where you're coming from. But, like, my husband has plenty of female friends. And I love each and every one of them because he welcomed, exactly, he welcomed them to me. And he told me, like, no, you know, I know Alyssa. We went to school together. We grew up, blah, 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 blah. It's nothing like that. You know, he told the truth. So I really, right, I really appreciate that. And my thing is I know other stories, other fun stories that he has told me and things like that, you know, whatever. And I'm like, you know, if I ever meet those ladies, I really would feel no type of way. That's y'all history. Like, okay, we all got a story. So I'm no hater. I'm not going to get mad. I'm a different type of bitch. That shit don't make me mad. My thing is, was the sex good? Was it worth your time? That's my
own.
If I gotta know, it's gonna be, is it good? Was it worth your time? Because it's telling the story. Like, you don't know any of your husband's stories.
He has told me some stories, and I found delight in hearing them.
Right. But if, say, if you met one of those ladies from his stories, you know, whatever. You guys can go somewhere, be chilling, and she's invited. That's what I'm talking about.
Because it's not like they were friends. Like, if he has female friends, and I'm sure, yes, he has female friends. I spoke to a couple over the phone. That don't bother me. I don't like when you have an ex and all of a sudden you're calling you and texting you.
They do that, but if you change your number and she does that, then I have questions.
Right, and I will have, for example, he has people from Spain that call him and checks on him, have friends from Spain, which I already know went to their restaurant in Connecticut. Beautiful, awesome, right? I have no problem with that.
It's the one that will call off, check on me, see how you're doing, call on Facebook Messenger, like, no, 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 I know. What if it did? No, not an ex. Because it's different. Like, okay, I don't want to go into details because we only have a full hour of the show. But,
right.
You know, I do have this conversation sometimes. And maybe we should do a conversation piece. Hint, hint. We'll talk about that later. But I do have another question. How would you respond to your spouse wanting to add a third? And before you answer, my answer is I'm fucking with the shits, okay? You know I'm with the shits. So as long as I don't feel any side shit involved, see, this is why it's a conversation piece. If I don't feel like there's no side shit involved, like y'all been fucking and, you know, y'all coming close to the secret getting out, so let's just have a threesome with my wife type shit. Da, da, da. No, I'm a couple of y'all. But if we have a conversation and one night we're going to have fun, you know, let's go to the club and see who could bag a bitch and we bring her home, I'm with that shit. You feel me? Or one more. I allow my husband to be who he is. So I know my husband. No. I know my husband is faithful. But
yes.
He is definitely allowed to get and receive news from bitches who be in his DMs. Go ahead, have fun. It's entertaining to him. And then he even shows them to me like, babe, look at her titties. And with, like, I like titties. I like ass. I enjoy the pictures. So it is what it is.
She likes titties.
They're so comfortable. Like, you can... Okay. So, I want to know how you feel about adding a third.
I'm weird, right?
I love weird.
Right. So I don't like feminine females.
Mm. Okay.
I am borderline. I'm very strong as a woman, right? But I don't like feminine females. If he were to ask for a threesome or whatever, or we'll have that conversation, and if it's a feminine female, I probably won't enjoy it as much.
But
if, like,
I have a crush on studs. But how would that work for your husband? It would have to be one of those badass, sexy ass studs. Like, got a body and
She's like a femme stud. It's weird, not how she looks. It's just because she has no choice, because she's that stunning, the feminine features are rocking.
I understand. So for me, I can do like when it, like, there's this one femme on TikTok. I don't remember her name, and she is fucking gorgeous. No, she's not a femme. She's boyish, but she's fucking gorgeous. So I don't know. I'm not into that. What is it?
I'm gonna send you her profile. Follow her. Her name is She.
Okay, I'll let you know if it's her. But I'm into feminine girls. I like feminine female. I've always been with a feminine girl. I've been with a an indecisive girl before. She didn't know if she was feminine or masculine, but we had history. So that's the closest I came to being with masculine. But I've always, it's always been feminine, like really girly girls and stuff like that. But I'm real picky because some of them girly bitches, hygiene, don't be.
They don't know.
They got new products out.
I don't know, you're boring. I don't know. Tell you, what? Bitches are using Borg. I'm, no, no, that's no. Yes, pineapples. No, that's no. Yes, pineapples. To what? Antibacterial. You mean to eat it? Apple cider vinegar, like a little bit. No, like, good. Yeah, not when you ingest it. It's good.
Like your mouth.
Yes, okay, apple cider vinegar. You make your teeth like regular. You take like a quarter teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, like that. Okay, so it's a tea. Okay, so you gotta be, listen.
Cause the shit I be seeing and girls talk about, oh, I got this oil. It's avocado oil on your other lady lips. And dude, I'm like, wait, what?
Pineapple. I eat pineapples.
I drink pineapples. I love pineapple.
I don't have that problem with your area, correct?
No, I don't.
And I say this proudly.
Like, you know, I have a critic. I said, I have a critic. I'm married to him. He will tell you.
Okay, babe, you just got home from work? Yes, give me a second.
Well, I'm naturally like that. As soon as I get home from work, babe, I need to take a shower. I'm just, just.
Yeah.
Like, I could give you some gawk real quick, but.
I need to sit in the couch. And I knew I was musty. He was like, bitch, I was like, give me five minutes.
I just got home.
Man, yo. But yeah.
I love it. Please, your thoughts, your comments, your recommendations, like. Word, let us know what the fuck is good. Follow us, like, in all the places, you know? Follow us on Facebook, The Realest Show, Instagram, The Realest Radio Show, Twitter, Realest Radio, Snapchat, and TikTok. I like saying TikTok. It's funner that way. But TikTok, The Realest Radio Show. I like. Let's get into, like, a few music videos. Like, maybe one or ten. And we'll be right back.
Change, now I'm acting away. Frost skin, the black in the place. No ski mask. ass in the face. Don't be mad cause I'm brave. I need cash on the plate. I ain't trying to go back. No way. Who the hell trying to freeze? Windows broke, no heat. Can't even smoke no weed cause I still ain't eat. What I know about gone weeks. Couldn't save bread. OG in the mind feel weak. Had to hold off from the feast cause my kid needs shit more than me. I can tell about struggle. Same time, all I know is hustle. Frost gon' flex or muscle. What I know about hate. Niggas still trying to throw shade. I don't even care. I'm great. Trust I'm aware of the lanes. Back in my lane. I ain't got no time to waste. What you know about gun? What you know about no lights, nigga? What you know about being broke? What you know about dope? Hopping in the lab cooking up, nigga. I was trying to get a white coat. What you know about smoke? Shit ain't free, let it go. Place for the dream, for the most. What you know about go? What you know about rock? What you know about? What you know about go? What you know about no lights, nigga? What you know about being broke? What you know about dope? Hopping in the lab cooking up, nigga. I was trying to get a white coat. What you know about smoke? Shit ain't free, let it go. Place for the dream, for the most. What you know about go? What you know about rock?
Yeah, yeah, reminiscing when I'm passing the bench. Yeah. Up in the trap, I remember the stench. Yeah. Fucking the re-up, like, where did it went? Took it the wrong way, then that's what I meant. Blessing people for the hell of it. Ooh. Undoing what the devil did. These rhymes ever get repetitive. That's cause everything's real and it's relative. A stack on the sweater, a grip on the vehicle. And a grip in the vehicle. Loud and powerful, but it's concealable. So don't make me deal with you. The closer I get to the fame, the more I notice they ain't moving the same. Fuck it, though, everything changed. As long as you putting respect on the name. Gang, gang. Wave was always the kings. There won't be nothing else like this. I gotta watch who I'm taking a picture with. All of these fucking indictments. I seen the pain in my mother's eyes. That's why I never apologize. For getting this money the way that I got it. And telling the law I'm kinda lies.
What you know about no lights, nigga? What you know about being broke? What you know about dope? Hopping in the lab cooking up, nigga. I was trying to get a white coat. What you know about smoke? Shit ain't free, let it go. Place for the dream, for the most. What you know about go? What you know about rock? What you know about? What you know about go? What you know about no lights, nigga? What you know about being broke? What you know about dope? Hopping in the lab cooking up, nigga. I was trying to get a white coat. What you know about smoke? Shit ain't free, let it go. Place for the dream, for the most. What you know about go? What you know about rock? What you know about?
Kanye just joined the chat.
That's right.
I just got my allowance. Thomas money.
I'm carefree.
Never wasted a dollar.
I
go to class. I'm getting there
first.
I talk a lot. But be doing my
work.
I walk and fly. Girls gone berserk. When you got
money,
you know what you worth. I'm battle bear. Got enough comes for
days.
A whole lot of fish. With a whole lot of J's. I jump in that whip. Where my mom is she going? I'm about my dad. In the house to be flowing. Play my game. While I go my grandma's house, these kids drive me insane.
Same.
That GTA, it keep me sane.
Same.
If you're not playing for night, kill you lame. I got that money, it keep me
right.
I got a stamp, I'm taking
flight.
I be outside, I'm living
life.
If you don't do like me, you ain't living right. Get to know me. Carefree. Battle bear. Get to know me.
I'm
carefree.
promise money. Promise
I'm money. Promise
money. Never.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Realist Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I got your reality recap, and we are going to talk about Baddies West. Now, we know Baddies West has been very tumultuous, if that's a good word. Lots of fighting, lots of bickering, lots of back and forth, and this week's episode is nothing less of that. So, we ended last week's episode with being at the dinner, and there was conflict between Tommy and dang, what's that girl's name? Soulja Girl, whatever. Soulja Girl.
Stunna?
Stunna Girl.
Mm-hmm.
There was conflict between Tommy and Stunna Girl, but Tommy felt like, you know, in the beginning of the episode, Tommy felt like, yo, this chick, it's not really worth her time and energy. And she just kind of, like, squashed it in a sense. It's like, you know, it's like her arguing with her own daughter. You know what I'm saying? So she just, like, you know, kind of backed off but knows where to place her type of thing. Biggie is not really feeling Stunna Girl and feels like she is just trying to create this whole big thing, a whole big issue for no apparent reason, and very disrespectful, and, you know, she's a snitch, and she's this, she's that. Like, it was a lot of back and forth with, of course, Stunna Girl and Biggie. So, the dinner's over, whatever. Everybody get back on the bus. And the bus, pretty much most of the ride was like the issue, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, after the din-din, they're on their way to the club. They're on their way to their showing. I think it's the last night in Phoenix. And Krishan is acting Krishanly.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing what she does. And that's it. My thing is this, right? What I learned in life, and I know I sound mad old, but what I learned in life is when people show you who they are, that's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change them. You can't try to reel them in or anything like that. Like, that's just how they are. And you either respect that or you don't. And if you don't respect that, don't fuck with them. And
right.
If you respect that, fuck. You understand what I'm saying? So we already know Krishan is the bad girl of the group. In a sense where she does what she wants, she goes where she wants, she does not stay in the house, she's still living up with Blueface. She still shows up. She still chills with the girls. I don't know how she finds time to fall asleep. But, you know, and she forms and all this stuff. So she always shows up and shows out, right? And so, Krishan is like a little sister.
Mm-hmm.
Especially to Natalie Nunn. And she gets into her little mold. She drank, you know, a little Casamigos with her side of ginger ale. Whatever. You know how she do. And I guess Natalie is, like, eating something. And she puts her little finger in, like, ooh, let me sing.
Mm-mm.
You know, because she does that voice.
Yeah, I'd have been mad as hell.
And put her finger in Natalie's mashed potatoes. Natalie got irked.
Mm-hmm.
And got pissed. And moved to the front of the bus, right? If I'm skipping stuff, I don't care. So, the cool thing about this whole situation is, not Biggie, what's her name? Rolly. In the back of the bus with everybody else like she usually do. She finds herself sitting at the front of the bus with Kat and with Stunna Girl. And she knows she had issues with Stunna Girl. But she's like, you know what? It's not fair that she's not enjoying herself, you know, people are really like getting on her and shit like that. Let me talk to her, let me see how she is, let me chill with her. And she comes to find out that Stunna Girl is really misunderstood and is a chill person. In the beginning, of course, I ain't like Stunna Girl. She was too quick with the mouth and wanna talk and somebody yap and wanna, you know, go toe to toe with this one and that one. But maturity set in for Rolly, who is a firm supporter of the Realist Radio Show.
Yes, ma'am.
And he pretty much was like, yo, let me just see what this bitch is about. And she did. And she liked her and stuff like that. So now they're vibing, right? Even though they fought in the beginning, they're vibing and shit like that. But then you have Natalie Nunn. And Natalie Nunn, like, kind of, like, goes off. And it's weird. It's fucking weird to me. And even Krishan said, yo, that's weird, bro. Because it is. it's real fucking weird how they are not, they're not getting along. You know what I'm saying? But either way, they get to the show, they show up, they show out. When I tell you the crowd of Phoenix is crazy,
it's crazy.
They are turned the fuck up. Everybody with their inappropriate ass outfits. Tommy looks stellar, okay? Mm-hmm. I love that black outfit that she had on with the cheeks out. I love that.
Oh, yeah, she did look good.
One of those with the cheeks out. It was a little issue, like, Rolly saw somebody, like, getting stomped on, and she kind of, like, saved their life. Like, Rolly,
I respect that, yeah. She the mama of it. Natalie was supposed to be the mama, but she not. Natalie is just whatever. She does the show, and then she sits back when the fights need to happen until it refers to her.
I never liked Natalie, let's be honest. Let's be clear. But one thing I can say is that this bitch does bring a show.
Right.
Okay? So I'd like you to recognize that you bring a show.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the 50 mil or whatever, because it's not because it's just you. It's because it's you and what comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then each of the young women, they come to their own. They come to themselves. But what I've noticed with these women is, like, everything that you see in the front, like, they show you who they are to mm-hmm. the public, but that's not really what's going on. So when I'm looking at, like, the show and I see them doing their thing and they're shouting each other out and all that shit, you don't see the divide unless you really pay attention. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, we're going to know the divide between Stunna Girl and Biggie. Biggie was on one side of the stage, Stunna Girl was on the other side of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So we already know that. But everybody, of course, did their thing, went ballistic, okay? And then, if my memory serves me correct, help me, Tasha, if I'm wrong.
I got you.
They get back on the bus, right? Everything mm-hmm. is A-okay and cool. From what I understand, Natalie goes on live.
Mm-hmm.
Out of context, or that whole mashed potato shit happened after. It happened after the dinner.
No. The mashed potato stuff happened at the dinner.
No, finger in the mashed potato, they were on the bus, and she got mad.
No, that was at the table at the dinner. What happened on the bus was Krishan put her hands on Natalie.
Yes, so Krishan felt like Natalie was talking a little too much, and she didn't want to bees.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little nudge, but with her hand. Like, she didn't hit her, but she did that sister shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that went the fuck off.
Yo, you can't just... Sorry, I would have to.
Huh?
I would have to. Don't put your hands on my face when it's not welcome. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So, okay, Krishan, that's her boundary. Maybe.
She crossed it.
But she crossed the line. She went, boop, right? Mm-hmm. Crossed over. And Natalie started yelling and screaming, oh, don't touch me. You don't know me. 50 million views. I brought you here. I'm the best shit ever. This is my show. Like, fucking security got all involved, got in between them. Natalie then went to the front of the bus and started talking to everybody else about what the fuck was going on. And then this bitch went live. Mm. Talking about, I wish you 37 and you can get to where I'm at.
And that sounds like a death threat.
Huh?
That just sounds like a death threat to me.
Right? Like, bitch, you look 50, first of all. You don't look no 37. I really thought you was hitting 48, 49. Like, you really look rough. And you got the nerve to say that shit? Like, okay, she disrespected your face? Fine. But really, I wish you would live to be 37 and look like me. It's like, oh, shit. Should I be one? Krishan? But anyway, also another thing that happened during the show that I really didn't appreciate was that Natalie, they get off the bus, right? Natalie's pissed, right? And so Scotty, she gets off the bus too, and she's really like, yo, like, what's going on? Like, I'm like trying to see what was going on with Natalie, and Natalie all of a sudden just went after Scotty and was like, yo, da da da, like, ready to fight her. And Scotty was like, whoa, wait, I'm your friend. Like, wait. And Natalie was ready to fight her. And Scotty was very upset. Like, she got on the bus and started crying. And Rolly was like, yo, this is what she do to her friends. Like, Rolly made it clear. This is a business transaction. I'm only here to make my money and then go the fuck over.
Mm-hmm.
She is Natalie. That's why we love Rolly Poly. She keeps it a buck.
Mm-hmm.
She's not friends with Natalie. None of that. She don't want to be friends with Natalie. She's more so friends with Tommy and Biggie than she is friends with Natalie.
Right.
And that's that she met them too. So she said that's how she treats her friends. Like, the point that Rolly was making from last season has been made when Natalie turned on Scotty. So that's where it ended. And so next week, we'll see where the fuck that leads to. Of course, it's going to be a lot of drama.
Absolutely.
A lot of shit. A lot of going on. And anyway, so we're going to get into this little video.
I'm mean, as you said it like
and
that.
Then we'll, yeah, this little video, and then we'll be back with my part two of reality.
My part two. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Who is? Look, if I don't got it, I'ma get it by the moon. Mean what I say what I mean, word is my bone. You should keep your girl away, cause I got a lot of charm.
Yeah.
Had these chickens running around like it's a farm. I'm a BK resident, flow so elegant. Cut from a different cloth, check the embellishment. Yes. Even when I took a break, I remain relevant. So one thing I'ma stop doing, settling.
Do it big.
I need a big role, no actress. Some I invest, the rest under the mattress.
Do it big.
I got talent, they ain't even got a fraction of, cause I be getting to the pin like a cactus. Got a temptation to end you. I said enough. Long story short, you oldest. I'm David Ruff. AKA nobody coming to see you. We don't need you. That's something we could both agree to. They say they proud. They can't even name a song, right?
Facts.
We so fake, acting like we get along, right?
Facts.
Had to dodge negativity all day. So you know me and Bae gon' have a long night. I'm undeniable, see about me. I'm notorious for doing things B.I.G. The way I ballpoint should be the head of B.I.C. Which really means that I'm the head B.I.C. You don't come before S.K.I.T.Z. I do it big. Big stepper, big walk. I'm a big deal when I big talk. Big stepper, big walk. I'm a big deal when I big talk. See how I flip that, they probably gon' flop. See with a drip back, they probably gon' drop. Reach with a hip back, they probably gon' hop. See, I'm always on go, I ain't never gon' stop.
Do it big.
I make hush moves, yeah, I stay discreet. That's why this child ain't locked like a baby seat. And if it's one thing I learned being from the street, can't be unhappy with yourself and happy for me. You got some that'll help you and then hate ya.
Facts.
The pencil in when they led you to the paper.
Facts.
And for them people, I got one favor to ask you.
What's that?
And that's to do me no favors.
Never that.
They be pushing at them cocky when I'm not. I swear the grind ain't never gonna stop. It took 2 decades to pop the that I pop.
Uh-huh.
I work hard, this ain't nothing for show. If you ain't adding to my life, then guess what? You could go. Let me know.
Hey.
Gotta hustle, get money. I gotta hustle, get money.
Uh-huh.
And I know that I'm pretty, but crossing me could get ugly.
Uh-huh.
And I'm usually quiet, but don't mistake me for dummy. So
uh-huh.
Either I'ma run it up or you gon' run it up for me. I do it big. Big stepper, big walk.
Facts.
I'm a big deal when I big talk. Big stepper, big walk. I'm a big deal when I big talk. See how I flip that, they probably gon' flop. See with a drip back, they probably gon' drop. Reach with a hip back, they probably gon' hop. See, I'm always on go, I ain't never gon' stop.
Do it big.
Big stepper, big walk. I'm a big deal when I big talk. Big stepper, big walk. I'm a big deal when I big talk. See how I flip that, they probably gon' flop. See with a drip back, they probably gon' drop. Reach with a hip back, they probably gon' hop. See, I'm always on go, I ain't never gon' stop.
Do it big.
Big stepper, big walk. I'm a big deal when I big talk. Big stepper, big walk. I'm a big deal when I big talk. See how I flip that, they probably gon' flop. See where the drip at, they probably gon' drop. Reach for the hip at, they probably gon' hop. See, I'm always on go, I ain't never gon' stop. Do it big.
Pop that.
Thorough bitch, no faking. When it come to reach, they yelling yes indeed. Your city mine for the taking. Paint the town red, but I'm rockin' blue. Paint your man face, did that too. Not corona, but she got that flu. Broke ass niggas not feeling you. Weak ass niggas, fuck y'all too. Hating ass bitches, I'm telling you. Keep it at a distance, cause I leave no witness. Ain't no telling what Sharice might do. My mouth stays real reckless. Ice hands and necklace. This shit chest and you checklist. Broke bitches, stay checklist. On me, house on me, like I was a wicked witch. Ooh, baby, no motherfucking mess, bad shit crazy. All these niggas wanna put that drip on me, drip on me,
yeah,
drip on me. But I'm never slipping, got the grip on me. Have a nigga tripping when he sees freeze. If he violate, then he on his knees. Got the 40 credit to his temple. Shit could have been so simple, but now he pop like a pimple. And I got artillery, Rambo. Drag the body up out the house. Throw it in the swamp somewhere down south. Hit his bitch up too, but she run her mouth. In Brooklyn niggas know what I'm about, fool. Jiggle that. Jiggle that. Jiggle that. Jiggle that. Real asses off fake asses. If you can't see, nigga, get your glasses. My bitches learning them like they teach in classes. Financial distribution on these asses. Action Jackson, flex and wax and hoe. If you didn't know me, now you know. Pick that shit up, slam it on the flow. Get the cash and run up out the dough. Get the keys and peel on these lame ass niggas. New York to ATL doing figures. That bitch act up, I'ma hit her in the gut. Bup, 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 all up in the gut. So, cause she don't want beef, but she got a fat pussy, so I'm asking her to. If a man act up, I'm in Tim's in a hoodie, you can bet that I'm a.
Guys, part two of the Realist Radio Show's reality recap. Okay, so basketball wise,
I can't.
They are boring me. Okay, so I know I've been behind the episode, and so I caught up almost to the most current episode. So this is what I got so far. So, of course there's conflict with Duffy and Brandy, right? And Duffy has been really taking her therapy very seriously. She goes, and she's trying to handle the situation in a way where it will be beneficial for both parties. She's trying to express herself differently. But, you know, when Brandy's calling you a weirdo at a fashion show for LA Fashion Week, it's not becoming, you know? I'm glad that she stepped away from the situation. And Duffy did kind of, like, went to the therapist and explained the whole situation and shit. And the therapist was like, yo, that's good for you that you were able to kind of, like, step away. You gotta, like, take a couple of steps back. You had to reassess the situation. So Duffy felt it was best that she, you know, keeps her distance. And that is understandable because Brandy is a fucking lot, okay? She's been a lot. She'll always be a lot. She's a goddamn lot, all right? Now, that has nothing to do with her friendship. That has nothing to do with how she is as a person. And it has nothing to do with how she is with her friendship to Duffy. I know that Brandy called Duffy weird and that kind of rubbed Duffy the wrong way. So then there was a situation that happened with Malaysia, right? And I'm probably bouncing around, but I don't care at this moment. So the situation happened Malaysia where Duffy owns like a straps, right? To like work out and shit like that. And so Malaysia put on a video and shouted out Duffy and shouted out the brand that Duffy is a part of or her business, saying like, yo, this shit works. Like, I was down like 3 inches. Like, you should do it. You should try it. And so Duffy
reposted it.
Story. What? Yeah, she reposted it. Yeah, that. So she reposted the story. So everybody was like, oh shit, like you reposted the story of Malaysia, knowing you and Brandy don't get along. And Duffy's like, yo, I don't give a fuck. Like,
right, why is it even a big deal?
Showing her love.
These bitches are childish.
Because everybody, like, for example, British with her heavy ass ankle want to comment and say, yo, I feel that it is wrong that you reposted Malaysia knowing you and Brandy are going through some issues.
Girl. Like, girl, I expected more from British. I would never have thought her to stoop to their level. The whole time she's been there, I've fucked with British. That's the first time I've seen her adapt to her environment, and I don't like it. No, that's the first time she really went there.
I don't like it either.
Mm-mm.
You just like everybody in LA.
Mm-hmm. You Gary. Acting up. Sorry, boo.
Like, you don't, like, you really took an L on this one, because even though I understand your reasoning, you gotta understand from a business aspect, and now you show me you don't own businesses. You don't know what it's like to own a business. If you did, you would understand that the reason why Duffy reposted it is because she wanted to show, like, look, my product is good. Mm-hmm. It stands true to what it is. And you need to buy it and use my product, da 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 da. So regardless if it's Malaysia, you should repost it.
And but Malaysia is not going to post no bullshit.
No, exactly. So when British kind of commented, like, you know, had a conversation with Duffy and was saying that, you know, Duffy was like, nah, like, no, I don't care. And she was like, yeah, because your loyalty needs to be da da da. She was like, no. Oh,
fuck you mean? Her loyalty needs to be Brandy. To her family.
Right, her family, her bread, making business. So British took it as if Duffy's not loyal to Brandy, period.
Oh, well.
Duffy responded. Because she's not showing any loyalty when it comes from a business perspective. Did she say that? No. But I know that's what she meant. And I know that's what she wanted. She wanted to, what up? She wanted to go. And she wanted to show that her business is lucrative and it can help assist other women. And she ain't thinking about, she's loyal to her business, period. But British told Brooke. And told, who else? I want to say Jackie. I'm not sure. But she did definitely told British. She told the other ladies, and they were like, oh, no, not faithful. Da, da, da. Yes, Jackie was there. She told Jackie, and she told Brooke. And they were like, what do you mean loyal? Like, I'm always loyal to my friends. If you're my friend, I'm going to be loyal to you. So, British took it upon herself to have a conversation with Brandy. And she told Brandy, and Brandy responded the way I expected her to. How, you may ask?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, oh, my God. What do you mean I'm not loyal? You stay in my basement. What you mean I'm not loyal? I put you on. What you mean I'm not loyal? Some friend, right?
Mm.
You share a business. Off of a comment, instead of saying, you know what, let me talk to Duff. Like, yo, Duff, what the fuck is up? Like, what you mean you're not loyal? Oh, nah, I meant because of my business. Like, I don't give a fuck about who is reposting my shit. Like, I'm gonna repost it so I can make my bread. That's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to approach her differently. But no, you are. You were living in my basement. You were nothing. I put you on. How disrespectful is that shit? I don't know. I don't 100% blame Brandy because the way British delivered it, it was like, yo, you're not my friend, da da da. Anyway, Jackie being Jackie, she decides to have like a little trip to Sacramento and invited the ladies to go to Ponderosa and drink and just be basketball wise and have a good time. And I think it will be good for them to be in Sacramento. Also, Jackie and Jen, they actually came together and had a conversation because, you know, Jackie just wanted to clear the air about how what she did at the LA, you know, she felt like she was, she understood how it could come across with her being disrespectful and shit like that. And so she, you know, she, you know, owned up to her shit. Jen owned up to her shit and was like, all right, you know, like, I accept your apology. Yada, yada, yada. And that's pretty much like it. But anyway, so that's all that I watch of basketball wise. No, Cooper. You get on my nerves. That's all that I watch from basketball wise. Mm-mm. And I had to come here and be on a realist radio show. So forgive me. I'm gonna be on point. I swear.
You swear?
Next week.
Next week. You promise?
I swear.
You swear?
By the moon and the stars
and the sky. And I swear.
I swear.
That's terrible. I hope y'all love our intro because it's somewhere on that level. But we gonna be right back, y'all. I can't. What's up, everybody, and thank you for tuning in every Thursday, 7 p.m. for the Realist Radio Show on the Pregame Radio Network. We truly appreciate the support. But let's keep it going. Like us on Facebook at The Realist Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Realist Radio Show, Twitter, Realist Radio, Snapchat, and TikTok, The Realist Radio Show. We are also on Spotify under the Pregame Radio Network. And if you would like to be a guest on our show or want your music in rotation, head over to www.pregameradio.net right now. We want to give a shout out to our sponsors over at Emmy Productions. Hit them up for all your film, video, photo, and web design needs. Check them out on Facebook at Emmy Productions with a Z and Instagram, Emmy Productions with a Z. Also, head over to TraderFoundation.net and get all the info that you need to be successful in the trade game. Let them know Pregame sent you and you get $100 off your final fees. All right, live.
Oh, sidebars. It's you.
It's me.
Hmm. Oh, radio.
It's my turn.
Huh? Yes, honey.
Okay. Hope you all are enjoying tonight's show. Please hit us up tonight on pregameradio.net and remember to keep it locked here each week for dope shows and dope independent music. To book interviews, submit music, or to sponsor us, hit submission on the Pregame Radio Network website, and it's that simple. Make sure you tune into Pregame Radio Network. Hold on. Okay. Every Friday and Saturday. Sorry, I got to click and read. I'm sorry. Have some patience. Okay? Y'all still love me, okay? Make sure you tune in for Pregame Radio with Brooklyn Black every Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Also, the return of Unveil the Music Spectrum Season 3 is coming soon. Premiere date will be announced. Also, NWO News Season 4 is returning this April. Catch them Encore Wednesdays, 8 p.m. With the entire NWO News crew. And of course, we're going to be back. The Realist Radio Show with myself and Alyssa Noriega every Thursday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. only on pregameradio.net. And tune in 10 p.m. It is the Ryan Show with Ryan V and Mr. Cheeks of the Lost Boys live on the ryanshow.net and pregameradio.net. Okay. Yeah.
I just realized what just happened. And also, make sure you follow the Realist Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and of course, www.pregameradio.net. So I have the question of the week.
Question of my fucking week!
Okay. Would you travel to outer space if they created an outer galactic taxi service?
Yes, but I would be the 10th millionth passenger, because I have to make sure that shit is not defective.
Facts. Let everybody else go and do it, like the rich people and Beyonce and them.
I got it on that. Right. I'm out.
Then maybe.
Maybe.
What if there's no outer space? But anyway,
I guess we're going to find out then.
I would. And they're just sending us on a one-way ticket to hell.
That's what, the 10th millionth. I need to see these people return. Okay? I need to see them come back and live normal lives, let about 10 years go by, and this has been happening, and I need to see millions and billions and trillions of pictures on Instagram and TikTok and shit. Then I might go. But I'm down to go. It's just, it's going to take me a minute to trust you niggas. Just saying.
Okay. Well, that's all.
That's
make sure you comment on Facebook and let us know your thoughts.
Word. Thank you all so much for rocking with us tonight. I know y'all love us.
Rock out.
And make sure y'all tune in and love on us some more. You guys can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, wherever. Tasha Nicole Wright. Just look up that name and that shit will pop up. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
And also make sure you hit me up on Facebook at Alyssa Noriega, Instagram at the Alyssa Noriega, with Pocahontas with 2 A's underscore 531, Snapchat Pocahontas 531, and TikTok Alyssa Noriega 531.
Don't hit her up. She yelled at my nephew.
Don't hit me up on none of that. I'm professional.
Not
and
LinkedIn.
I'm sensitive about my shit.
She's sensitive about her shit. Wow. Y'all have a good night. We will see y'all next Mother Fluffin' Week. Tune in to the Realist Radio Show every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. only on pregameradio.net. Get it live. Get it loud. Yeah.